India's parliament erupted in protest yesterday as opposition lawmakers accused the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government of using military-grade spyware known as Pegasus to monitor political opponents, journalists and activists. This is a global story with people all over the world, prominent people, listed as targets of surveillance. Matt Bevin's been taking a look at the situation in the world's largest democracy. Matt, hi there.
G'day, Fran. Yeah, as you say, new reports on people targeted using the Pegasus spyware software have reverberated all over the world, including in France, where it's being reported just this morning that the President Emmanuel Macron's phone may have been targeted. But I want to focus on India today because the news has really lit a spark under an enormous political battle in a country which international observers say is currently experiencing a backsliding of democracy. His opposition politician and former senior UN official Shashi Tharoor speaking about the situation there.
Well, it's a matter of concern because obviously in our country we are a democracy. There is freedom of expression. You don't expect the government to be interfering with journalists doing their duty. I don't believe the government has acknowledged any responsibility for doing so. The NSO that sells Pegasus software claims they only sell it to vetted governments. So the question that comes up is whether the government of India did this or whether a foreign government is tapping or surveilling Indian phones. These are all very serious questions.
All right, a bit of backstory on what we're talking about here. Let's start with the US intelligence whistleblower Edward Snowden speaking to The Guardian on the weekend.
This is everywhere. This is an industry that should not exist.
The industry we're talking about is the legitimate spyware industry and a specific Israeli company called the NSO Group. What they have developed is essentially a computer virus called Pegasus, which can be sent to a smartphone, infects the smartphone, and then gives the person who sent the virus access to pretty much everything on that smartphone. Generally, the only way you can get it to infect the phone is by tricking the user into clicking on something, a link of some kind, which looks normal but actually allows the virus in. Though in some circumstances, Pegasus is reportedly able to identify vulnerabilities in phones and get in without any action from the user at all, using features in phones which send back a little bit of data whether you wanted to or not. These have been found in the iPhone Mail app, the WhatsApp phone call feature, a special feature in iPhones that lets them talk to each other if they're in close proximity, the Android graphics library, and others. Once these vulnerabilities are discovered, they're generally quickly fixed, but there have been times when they've been left wide open. NSO Group says they only sell their software to vetted governments who promise to use it to catch criminals and terrorists. But Edward Snowden says that's not good enough and it's being misused.
They're not security products. They're not providing any kind of protection, any kind of prophylactic. They don't make vaccines. The only thing they sell is the virus. And I think saying that they only sell this to government doesn't make that better when you look at who the targets are.
Now, we knew all of that a little while ago. What we're learning this week via an international collaborative investigation of more than a dozen news outlets is about the contents of a leaked list of 50,000 phone numbers. It's believed that these 50,000 numbers belong to people who clients of NSO, governments, have been interested in targeting. So it's a list of numbers that one of the governments wanted to access and surveil. It doesn't mean that the phones were successfully infected. That can only be determined with a forensic investigation of the individual phone. But on the list, among presidents, kings and prime ministers are some of the most prominent opponents of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, journalists, activists and opposition politicians, including the actual opposition leader Rahul Gandhi. The government's IT minister Ashwini Vishnoi told Parliament that the reports are only serving to undermine Indian democracy.
I rise to make a statement on reported use of spyware Pegasus to compromise phone data of some persons. Many over-the-top allegations have been made around this story. The press reports of 18 July 2021 appear to be an attempt to malign the Indian democracy and its well-established institutions.
He denied that the Modi government is the one putting these numbers on the list of Pegasus targets and said that that is in fact impossible for them to do under Indian law.
Honourable Speaker, sir, when we look at this issue through the prism of logic, it clearly emerges that there is no substance whatsoever behind this sensationalism. Thank you, Honourable Speaker, sir.
Yesterday, in a robust session in Parliament, though, the government was accused of treason and unforgivable sacrilege by the opposition. Media outlets have identified instances where their journalists' phone numbers were added to the list after they met with opposition activists. They've also questioned the government's denials, basically saying if this software is only available to governments and it wasn't the Indian government, then who the hell was it? The opposition has called for an independent inquiry run by a judge. We will see whether that happens. But India is a country where international observers are already saying democracy is under threat. It's a real worry. And the question is, even if it wasn't the government, Fran, this revelation is likely to make the two sides of Indian politics even more divided.
Yeah, Matt, thank you. What a story. Thanks very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Matt Bevan.